The Puck Stops Here. Feature interviews with North Shore hockey newsmakers. MSONewsports.com.
Welcome to this edition of The Puck Stops Here. I'm Rick Moore, along with our producer and engineer, Bill Proposky, and of course, the voice of the North Shore, Bill Newell. And tonight, we're going to get right to it. We have four big interviews about huge games coming up on Wednesday. Taking a look at the Wednesday schedule, it will be Newburyport at St. Mary's. The Spartans won 5-0 in that first meeting. Game time is at 6 p.m. on Wednesday. Other games from the Cape Ann League, Linfield is at Amesbury. That's at 8:05. Triton at Masconomet. That's the big one. We'll talk about that one. That game is at 7:10 p.m. We'll talk with both coaches, Triton coach Ryan Sheehan and Masconomet's coach Andrew Jackson. And I think there's like 1 or 2 points separating those two teams. Take a look at the standings. We've got them posted. Other game in the Northeastern, check it in the Cape Ann League. It is North Reading at Pentucket at 7 p.m. In the Northeastern Conference, Somerville is at St. Joseph's Prep at 3 p.m. on Wednesday. Essex Tech plays at Revere at 6:30. Rockport is traveling to Everett at 7 p.m. Gloucester will be hosting Peabody at 6 p.m. And Hamilton Wenham will be traveling to Lynn at 4 o'clock. Beverly at Danvers at 7:20. Saugus will be playing at Medford at 7. And in our broadcast game on Wednesday, it will be Winthrop at Marblehead in a huge game in the Northeastern Conference. We will hear from both coaches, Winthrop coach Dale Dunbar and Marblehead coach Chris Wells.
The Puck Stops Here. MSONewsports.com, a local podcast featuring North Shore hockey.
All right, we are back now, once again joined by Winthrop High School hockey coach Dale Dunbar. And coach, thanks for coming back after talking last week. You guys had a big game on Saturday and first place in the conference. Tell us a little bit about that set to on Saturday night.
That was a real tough one. Medford's a well-coached team. BC always has, a very, very competitive squad. And, we, again, ended up just one more than them. I think the final score is always like 2-1 or 2-0. So it was very hard fought, very close checking. We were able to get a break at the end there and get a goal. But, it was physical. It was up and down. It was a very, very good hockey game. And it didn't disappoint. I think everybody walked away saying, wow, what a great hockey game. Goaltenders made timely saves on both sides. And, like I said, we came away with one more, and, we were lucky. But those are the types of games we're going to be in, and it's just good to see that our kids can find a way and create a way to win the tight ones.
Coach, I'm looking at at the scoring sheet, and Evangelista has 16 goals, and Yarrow has 14 goals. And then it sort of, tapers off rather dramatically. Do teams go after these two players and try to isolate them with some kind of a shadow or like a man-to-man defense on those guys?
I think they do try to check them tighter. And we play them together as well. We figure we're going to load up one line rather than spread it out. We spread it out most of the year. But, they're so creative together. They find each other. They're very cerebral players. They can, they're not going to put themselves in arm's way of, taking big hits. Their escapability is very good. They're able to move the puck, which, they don't hang on to it long, which means, your risk for getting those big hits during your game are minimal. So I think by them distributing the puck to each other and moving it around and their team speed and their overall spot will allow them to get away from a lot of that check.
So I take it that, being as ice aware, I guess you call it, that they don't spend a lot of time skating next to each other. They're out there and one's on one side of the ice and the other guy is looping through the middle and then there's a switch on that kind of circular pattern. In other words, keep that defense, if you're going to focus on both of us, you're going to have to spread the defense out, and that's going to enable other guys to slide in.
Exactly, and we try to get other guys moving on that line as well. I think they've both played with a different left winger here the last, three or four games,
depending on how the game is going, if it's a more grinding game, which we've been in, we'll slide a grinder up with them to try to do a little bit of more of the dirty work and get them the puck, which Joe Deeb, junior forward, has done very well. He got a goal and assist last game just playing with them. And, if it's a more open game, we might switch it around and put a little bit of a more, skilled player there or a faster player. So they've seen different looks, and they've been, I think that's a sign of a good player. Whoever you're playing with, when you make your line mates look good, that's a sign of a really good player.
For sure.
They've both been complimenting their lines all year. Now that they're together, I don't think it really matters who plays on the left. They still use them. It just calls for maybe a different role by that player.
Coach, every team this year seems to have a sensational freshman. And I'm just looking at J.D. Parker, and I don't know anything about him except he's got, 3-3. Is that a result of late-game goals, other people feeding him, or is he a bona fide second or third liner for you?
Oh, no, he's a bona fide second or third liner. I don't know where we'd be without him, to tell you the truth. You got the game winner against Saugus, beautiful goal upstairs. He's way beyond his years. I mean, I joked, I think it was last week, that he was my stick boy last year.
That's right.
He's been around us. He knows our systems. He's one smart kid, but his hockey sense is off the charts. His skill set is very good. He's just a kid. I mean, he's taking some big hits out there, but he just bounces right back. And, he's bona fide. I don't know where we'd be, and now, I mean, with all of our freshmen, one of our young defensemen has been out with a knee injury, Joey Hayes, who's going to be a real good one in the future. And now we have a young defenseman, Ari Kane, who is just, wait till you see this kid. I mean, his panic button is division one. He makes plays in tight, under pressure. He's just amazing us right now. So our freshmen, led by J.D., have really, really solidified our team with their roles on the team.
So are the seniors getting these kids to the pasta dinners okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Our leadership's been great. It really has. They're all really good kids. None of them are stuck on their stats or their roles on the team or their status. They're really, really humble kids who have really, our locker room, for the first time that I can remember in a long time, is really so cohesive. It's they all feel nobody in that room that's, jealous or envious or anything.
We're losing you, Coach.
I'm sorry. I think that's built into our success.
Yep. Here we go. We got you back. Yep. Okay.
The way they're genuinely together and care for each other.
Coach, how's the overall support from the community, the high school community, and the community of Winthrop itself? I know, traditionally, Winthrop backs everybody.
Yeah, Winthrop is it's a sports town. It really is. I mean, we're a mile square, basically. And throughout the years, our tradition in all of our sports has been just outstanding. And hockey's been no different. It's been a hockey football town for the most part, especially in recent years. But they come out all the time. They support us. Our student section's back. we're getting a lot of the old hockey players back. And for the last month there, every time I look down near our bench down in the corner, all the kids that have been home for holidays or a break, they're all congregating in the corner. It's so, it's a great tradition in that town. I think we built that. And, these kids just want to be a part of something special, and they're doing it.
Excellent. Well, Coach, Marblehead, I think you guys beat them by a goal earlier.
Yep.
Tell me about this game coming up. We're going to be there. We'll be broadcasting it. Looking forward to it. Should be an awesome game. And what do you expect from the Headers?
Well, they're extremely skilled. I mean, up and down that lineup, from goaltending out. Pete Santasano, he's a gamer. I love the kid. Look for him to be a key factor on Wednesday night in this game. They're mobile. They can jump in the play, Heffernan and Locke, and Woodson. They can distribute. They can get you out of your zone, and then their forwards. I mean, they've got three lines that they can just, they can come. be very, you know, on the right side of pucks and making sure that we're not taking any chances. It's a much bigger rink now, so there's a lot more real estate. So we're going to have to really pay attention to detail, make sure we're not, you know, turning over anything, managing the puck well, and hopefully we can score one more than them.
Looking forward to it, Coach. I can't wait. And, Dale, thank you so much again for taking the time tonight.
What could be better than a Patriots win? A great rate on a new mortgage with Institution for Savings. Score early and often with extremely competitive rates on our 30, 15, and 10-year fixed residential mortgages. We have lightning speed turnaround time and never sell our loans, so you always know who to turn to for help. Apply 24/7 at institutionforsavingsloans.com or call us at 978-462-3106. Institution for Savings, member FDIC, DIF, and equal housing lender. MSO News Sports, the multimedia website serving the North Shore, featuring local scores, photos, and videos. And you can email us at msonewsports@gmail.com.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Yes, we are a full-service lumber yard, but we also offer doors and windows and kitchen cabinets. Please visit us in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or at moynihanlumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
Okay, we made connections with Marblehead hockey coach Chris Wells now after talking with Coach Dunbar. And Chris, boy, I'll tell you what, we saw a game last week against Danvers, you guys 3-0, most recent game that we saw. And your goalie, your guys up front, just outstanding in that game. And five consecutive penalties that you guys weathered. And I think Danvers might have had one or two shots on all of those. So a little better game for you guys in terms of discipline on Saturday?
Not really.
No, okay. Sorry about that.
Yeah, we've had trouble, you know, getting. We've been in the box way too much this year. You know, I've talked about it with the guys. And I tell them it's gonna probably really hurt us at a really bad time of the year. You know, I'm talking like playoff time. Luckily, I guess worked with them. They've done a good job on the penalty kill.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we've been, you know, it also helps with Peter and that he's kind of that one last resort, and he really comes up with the big saves a lot. So, I mean, that really helps us out. And then, you know, the PK overall has done a great job for us this year. So, but I mean, each game I talk about the box, and it just seems like each game we're in the box 5 to 7 times a game, which, you know, almost a full period throughout the game, which really hurts us.
Yeah. Well, I noticed in the game on Wednesday night, Peter didn't give up any rebounds. I mean, maybe one or two, but has that been a strength of his all year? Because he's just so good back there. There's just nothing in front that anybody else can pounce on.
Yeah, I mean, he does a really good job of, tying up the puck. You know, rebounds are off to the side if there mm-hmm. aren't any. Sees the puck break through traffic. So he just does his job. He's quiet. He just goes in that each night. He makes the saves. The guys really, like, you know, look up to him and they know that, you know, they have a little extra confidence that he's behind them in case there is a mistake or a breakdown or a D's off.
Well, I saw him coming out of the locker room after Bill interviewed him, and I didn't realize it was him because he looks like he's about 10 years old. But man, he stands tall in the net, and I agree with it. That's got to give confidence to the boys. But, you know, you guys were buzzing, and the thing is, from what I saw with the penalties, I didn't see anything that was egregious. I didn't see anything that was dirty or anything like that. It was just hard play, and, you know, I guess – you know, there's a way to control that, I suppose. But as you say, the PK is good, and you guys are winning. And you had Beverly over the weekend?
Beverly on Saturday, you know, and, you know, the first time we played them, we took it to them pretty good. But, you know, I knew they'd been playing better. I know they've been playing teams off. It looks like they just haven't been able to kind of get over that hump and get a win. I know they've been taking teams like took us. You know, close game to the third period, you know, taking a couple other teams close game to the third period. Just, thankfully we were able to pull it out. You know, it was kind of a grinding game. We, you know, guys worked hard. We made too many mistakes, I thought, throughout the game, but the overall effort was there. And, you know, in effort to deal with that, we can work on mistakes.
Coach, in high school football, football coaches rely a lot on video. They you know, break down films, as they say, and they look at video and stuff. And I don't know if you get, do you get a chance to do that in hockey, because you have so many games. Some of the rinks are not very conducive to getting video. So is there coaching done from the video? Do you have an advantage with that?
Yeah, we do record any of the games. And myself and the assistant will look at the film, and we actually have a day with the kids once a week where we just will sit there and we'll kind of go through the game and discuss different, you know, plays that happen or just little things that we can work on, you know, where breakdowns occurred. And, you know, I think it's good that the kids see it, you know, during the game or just afterwards. You might forget about a few things, but when they actually see it, I think it helps them visualize a little better, you know, and it's been working for the most part, and something I think that they're new to. So hopefully, just as the freshmen and then the sophomores get older, they can, you know, get more used to it and take advantage of it. Also,
Coach, with the video in football, you're looking at plays with certain formations and guys. You know, there's a given execution that happens on every play with the blocking scheme, the running backs looking for holes and things like that. When you bring down a hockey game, because it has that element of helter skelter to it, are you looking for more the tendencies of particular players as they come up the ice? The defensemen, are they following up? Are they sitting back? Where are they putting themselves? Are those the kind of things that you're looking for to point out to your players to take advantage of?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're exactly right. I play football too, and it's very different when you watch video. You know, hockey, there's just a flow game, and there's, you know, there's so many options. You can't go over every single one of them. You know, sometimes you just have to have that hockey instinct take over. But yeah, I mean, we mainly look, like, we can look at, like, defensive zone. We can say, like, you know, here they scored a goal here. Like, you know, this is what happened. Or, you know, we didn't get the puck out 30 seconds before, and we're stuck in our own zone. We start running around. You know, we look at little stuff like that. You know, you look at gaps for defensemen, you know, spots where, hey, we tried to make the cue play there, which is a shot on the net, you know, or, you know, hey, that was a good back check. You know, you bring the positives and negatives of the film and show, like, you know, what we've done good and what we can work on. And, you know, and that's the best you can do. You know, the kids do ask a lot of questions of, what should I have done there? And I'm like, well, sometimes there's just so many answers. I'm like, well, there's many options here, but you shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
with goalies, you're obviously looking for tendencies that they have as the puck is coming in from a particular side of the ice, taking a shot straight on. Are they standing up? Are they flopping? How good are they with the stick and with the glove? So when you get in there, this is where you want to try to put the puck?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I don't go too much into that, but I mean, you know, we talked about we've had issues, you know, in front of our net and in front of the offensive zone net, really just not covering it in front of our net and not really getting to that dirty area in the offensive zone. And it's been, like, you know, a couple of games ago, I was like, this is going to be a big concern coming up, because, you know, as things tighten up later in the season, we need to find ways to cover our own net, and especially, you know, goals are going to come be very tough. So we need to find and get those rebounds.
Coach, it's tightening up on Wednesday. This is for first place, and no secrets between you and Winthrop.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, the first time we played them, I thought we kind of controlled most of the play. It's going to be a battle. I know that. You know, they're playing some good hockey now. They just beat Medford, who I thought was the hottest team in the league to that point. So, you know, they have that top line. I know that. That's where most of their scoring comes from, and they killed us last time we played them.
All right. Well, we look forward to the game. I can't wait. It's going to be fun. 7:30 Wednesday night. I'm sure the Marblehead student body will be there, and I know the Marblehead coaches will be there too.
Yes, it will.
All right, Chris. Thanks for taking the time tonight. We'll see you Wednesday, and good luck.
We are covering North Shore hockey with The Puck Stops Here, a North Shore podcast from MSONewsSports.com.
Talking now with Triton head coach Ryan Sheehan. And coach, man, this is what it's all about. You guys have a game in hand. You're down a couple of points. to Masco, and big game coming up on Wednesday. So what's it been like getting ready for this one?
You know, we've actually had a full week off. You know, we haven't played since last Wednesday. So, you know, it's been pretty good, you know, with rest and actually, you know, ramping it up a bit of practice. But, you know, it is a big game for the league, for league implications, and big because, you know, hopefully two, you know, I know that Masco's already clinched a postseason berth, but, you know, hopefully two postseason teams that'll be, you know, pretty formidable once we get there. So, you know, we'll see. I think it'll be a great test.
Well, the Cape Ann League is so strong with Masconomet, Newburyport, Linfield, and you guys. And it's right. Just that, you know, every goal counts in this one. And tell me about the first that you guys had with Masco.
You know what? It was an up-and-down game. I would say, like, probably time of possession was 50-50. Shots were probably, I don't have the exact number on me right now, but, you know, fairly even, not too far off either way. And, you know, they came up with some timely goals in the second period, and they shut us down on defense in the third. So it was like, you know, they're solid on the back end. They got a real good line, and they got a couple other lines that can help out, and a good goalie. So they definitely have the recipe. So, but well, it was an up and down game. We were right with them, and we had our chances, and they had their chances.
All right, and for the record, it was 1-1 in that one, and you guys look pretty solid on the back line as well, I'm guessing a strength of your team is team defense?
Yeah. Well, goaltending is definitely a strength. Our defense is rather young. You know, we have two guys that we relied on pretty heavily, Tyler Godfrey and Brady Lindholm, who play, you know, they play almost half the game. And they do well together, you know, both offensively and defensively as, you know, as defensive forwards go. But our goalie has been, you know, I think one of the best in the area this year. So, mm-hmm. You know, we're confident with him back there.
Well, Coach, the other guys you mentioned, your defensive guys, they're young, and I'm looking at your lineup, and you've got some young guys who also can put the puck in the net, so it looks good.
It's promising, and some really, really great kids too. You know, they're actually a pleasure to coach. So, you know, not that everyone's not a pleasure to coach, but you know,
yeah, I get you.
We know how it is, but they've all, you know, they respond. They're hockey junkies, and you know, they can play. So, it is good, and we're pretty spread out as far as you know, age within the team.
Mm-hmm. Tell me about, I know you're on duty right now, Coach. I can hear it in the background, and God bless you, my man.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Can you give me another quick thumb line, a thumbnail about your first line? Because they're pretty high scoring.
Yeah, well, Sam Renick is one of the better guys with the puck around in the league. You know, he's one of the fast. Got a knack for the net, which is mm-hmm. good. And Brad Killian has been, you know, just a dog. He wins a ton of battles, and Jimmy Tatro knows how to, you know, knows how to find those two guys. So, you know, all three of them know how to score, and hopefully they can just be a solid line throughout the rest of the year. And you know, they can play with anyone's top line. I'm pretty confident in that. So,
all right, is there a key to the game tomorrow night or on Wednesday night against Masco? Is there anything that you know, that you have to do, or you just, the kids have to just play their game and do what they're supposed to do?
Play their game is 100% right, but, you know, mainly, you know, Masco hasn't given up many goals at all this year. You know, and their goals against, I think, is sub one. So, you know, we got to get in his grill a little bit, and hopefully, you know, find rebounds and beat guys to pucks, and just get in those dirty areas, as cliche as it sounds. That's where you got to win games. So.
You know, I've heard that term more than ever this year, and so I'm feeling like I'm a. I feel like I know what I'm talking about when I hear the word dirty area. That's important. That's important in high school.
It's where you're gonna go and take a beating, you know.
Yep.
You got a kid on their team. You know, I'm very impressed with that kid. Gotts on their team. He's one of those kids that, you know, plays very well without the puck, and he goes to those dirty areas, and he's in and he's out and he's in and he's out. And, you know, wins a lot of battles. So, you know, he's a kid we got to keep that pace.
Coach, I love it. I know you got to get back to your duty there. And all I can say is good luck on Wednesday, and we'll catch up with you again.
Awesome. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Coach. Take care.
Bye-bye. Right, bye.
That is that's Triton Coach Ryan Sheehan.
The puck stops here. A presentation of NSONewsSports.com. a feature look at North Shore Hockey. Email us at msonewsports@gmail.com.